It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm
going for a run.
I was actually out already.
So I'm thinking, Afia, where's Afia running to at 7 a.m? I was just thinking, this is why I don't run. I don't jog or run. Where are you going?
Yeah.
It's like,
that's
it's
too much.
It's nice. A beautiful experience. Nice, yeah. Being around London where there's no people, I'm not going to lie, it's so nice. And I don't go running by myself. I'm not crazy. Me and my day guy are crazy.
The way she said it was so ambitious.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking you can run then, but I was thinking, rah. But a sunrise is very nice.
It's beautiful.
It's underrated because we all see sunsets, but not a lot of people see it.
Yeah.
A good sunrise.
My friend and me, we're both religious. So we like do our, like, we pray in the morning.
Yeah. Nice. What religion?
I'm Christian and my friend's Christian.
Nice.
But my dad's Muslim.
See, this is what I want to get into because on your background.
Yeah, this I mean, it's all this. I'm scared to open my mouth these days because it's all over.
That whole topic.
I'm not Ghanaian. My background is not Ghanaian. My dad is mixed race Nigerian and English, and my mom is Jamaican.
So is your dad the Muslim?
He's Muslim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nigerians, the half, like, they're half his mum and half his. I don't know how you lot do that. Because I know Nigeria is like a Muslim majority country.
Yeah.
But then, like, you got their mum who's Christian and the dad who's Muslim.
Sister's Muslim. So there you go.
Your sister's Muslim. Yeah,
sister prays five times. Is she like a
religious? Five times a day.
Is it?
She was like, get her out of that villa.
Oh my days.
Yeah, when my sister, when I stepped foot in there, she was like, I could just tell it was not for you. Get out.
The finger.
Oh,
I'm screaming.
I think I gave my sister so much stress.
Yeah, me, I would love Ali will never see me.
It's insane. We were just talking about
if
how
you got Sky, you wouldn't go.
No, I'm good. I'm just good talking about the show. Production know of me and I just talk about the show. Like, I've got friends.
I actually wondered, how your relationship is with production. Do you have a good relationship or a bad relationship? Or
It's not really a bad relationship, but it's just like they know of me and I know of them.
But do you feel like they would have an issue with you or they would?
I don't think they can really do anything.
I don't think they have an issue because I'm boosting the show.
It's true, you're boosting
it. I'm really promoting the show like a lot, especially when it comes to the reviews and stuff like that. There's now a lot of reviewers. I've been doing this for the last 5 years. Since 2017.
Now there's so many on TikTok.
Now there's so many people on TikTok.
Mm.
People have clocks. There's a
it's
lot. A lot of people are doing that. So I think Love Island loves that. They want
that. That's
what
boosts the whole thing.
Right,
when
exactly.
I got my social media check, I commented on one of your posts. I'm only watching Love Island because you're doing commentaries. And then they sent it to me. And they were we've just checked for your social media. This is what you've said. Like
in the past.
Yeah.
That's mad.
So they had to tell you to remove it?
Luckily, they didn't ask me. I was like, do I need to remove it? They were like, no, we just thought it was funny just to let you know.
That you watch, right?
Yeah.
They're so that's funny, dude. They're actually so funny. Shall we start? I love that. Love that, the rolling. Guys, welcome back to the Murad Murali podcast. We have some Islanders from this season that is currently going on right now who have left the show. Guys, we have Ikenna and Afia here today with me, guys. Yes, guys. Afia and Ikenna. Woo! How are you guys doing?
Good.
Afia, what are you wearing today? Do you even know? It looks amazing.
I do.
Because more time I want to ask people, they don't know. So I don't want to like...
No, I do. I'm wearing House of CB. I love House of CB.
You look amazing. Makeup, beat,
hair. I know. I was careful today. I was thinking they're not going to get me today.
Hey, Kenna, what are you wearing today?
I think Carhartt.
This is a good outfit. You're dripping.
Thank you. Just oversized cash.
And did you injure your neck?
You know what it is, yeah?
It kind of is funny, you know? It kind of actually makes me laugh.
Everyone's going to get onto me, but this is comfy, man. It's like memory foam, bro.
Right.
Like, and now I've clocked, like, every time I'm in the train or anywhere.
So
like,
you wear it a lot?
I wear it everywhere.
I'm not even mad, because the way I travel and certain things you got to be wearing.
Oh, yeah,
because you don't even know, like, my lower back,
I'm telling you,
I know, not the lower back, fam.
Back support, bro. Like when you're walking.
Right, but you know, I feel like both of you came correct. Gripping with your outfits. Like, I feel like you guys look beautiful. So guys, we got a lot to talk about. I do have a lot of questions and a lot of stuff as well. So of course you were on the season of Love Island.
I feel like you don't hold back.
Yeah. Me? No, I don't hold back. Listen, I don't hold back. I just want to like obviously come correct when it comes to this. But this is my first time doing two islanders at a time.
Is it?
Yes.
No way.
Because well,
we're quite chilled, so I think you
right, and I was meant to have three as well. So imagine me three, doing up as in like I'm doing like, ping pong. So no, but you guys are chilled, so it's gonna be easy, it's gonna be chill. But obviously I'm gonna start with the Kenna. And I wanted to get into this Twitter handler. This whole situation.
handler.
We have never had something like this before where we've had an islander come in and I assume he's your friend.
Yeah.
I mean obviously. Oh boy. That's obviously like on did you have any idea that he was creating such an impact for you on Twitter?
You know what it is, yeah. Twitter is very hard, like platform to get to grasp around. I think.
Listen, it's ruthless.
Hard.
It's a dark place up in there.
It's so dark.
It's dark.
Not up in there, you know.
It's dark.
That place is dangerous. And I've always had like a little Twitter account, like, and obviously I follow my boy, and like we'll tweet. I'll be involved in like football Twitter, like black Twitter a little bit. But I knew his tweets will always be funny to me. So I thought, okay. Before I knew I was going in, I thought, yeah, this guy is gonna do.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah,
very clever.
Yeah. But did I know it was gonna make that big of an impact? Nah.
Really?
Like, that's the last thing I was thinking about when I was in there, like Twitter.
Fair enough.
You get it. But
so you know, you came out and obviously you've got all this engagement, and then everyone's like, rah, like he's been dumped from the show.
Is
the account holder going back to you?
Going back to me.
And then did you have that discussion where you're like, you can just keep it?
So that we initially he was like, okay, yeah, bro, like you can it's up to you what you want to do, like you can either go back to it or we can keep tweeting. But I think it's a bit of a mixture now, so he obviously has access to it. He's managing my Twitter account,
right?
And I think he's started to do his own sort of social media management.
Right, I think he did some like account reveal.
You watch it?
Yeah, that video was so funny. How do you know him? What's your relation to him?
I've known him for a time. Like,
right,
probably since I was like maybe 8, 9.
Nice. How old are you?
Ages. I'm 23.
23?
25.
Okay, cool. And so you've known him since you were a kid?
Yeah, I've known him for years.
So do you see yourself returning to Twitter, taking that account?
Yeah, so I've been tweeting a bit on there, you know.
You and the keyboard. You're really.
I've been tweeting a little bit on there, so it's not always that handler.
It isn't also that handler.
I'm also funny, guys.
No, I'm saying I feel like you're funny. But I feel like on the show you were like very laid back and chilled. Yeah. But do you feel like, in terms of, did you have like any regrets? When you left the show about maybe I should have done this, maybe I should have been this way or whatever. 'Cause I feel like somebody who's been, if I was in a position where I was dumped, I would be like, maybe I should have done that.
Yeah.
Do you have any of that, or you're just like, you know, it is what it is?
Yeah. To be honest, I don't really. It's funny because in the actual show, I don't feel like I was laid back. I was chatting to India Bears. Like I was chatting to a lot. Like, Well, I don't know. Obviously, the way it was shown to be, it wasn't like that. But I was chatting to her Bears. But I feel like honestly, in there, there probably wasn't enough bins. Like a girl with like a nice enough bins in there for me.
I'm screaming.
Like
this
integral. I remember seeing that in the casting thing and thinking.
Bunda, buns, buns. I'm thinking.
Nah, but I still stand by that. Like that's the first thing I think about. Like we'll see in a girl like bins. Bundesliga.
But buns is bum.
Yeah. Buns is bum. But then you start saying other buns. I'm thinking I'm lost. But you're thinking there's bare buns. So I'm like vocab.
So buns is a big bum.
Yeah, big bum. Like actual like.
Perky that's how when I first came in, I didn't say you as my top three.
Oh, really?
Screaming.
Put you off?
I said, he asked me, why didn't you say me your top three if you're talking to me? That's why I didn't say it.
That's mad.
I saw you saying your thing, and like buns, and I was like, to my chaperone, what's buns? Google up buns. And she was like, actually, I think it means a big bum. And I was like, okay, forget that one then.
Let me go dead.
For the others. But that's mad. Yeah.
That makes sense now, because
it didn't make sense to you at the time.
Yeah. But I'm saying now.
I couldn't say it because we weren't supposed to talk about what we've seen.
We've seen, yeah.
But
yeah,
obviously, yeah. I had saw that, and that was
that
it.
Put you off straight away. I was like, this guy's up.
That's why I said, oh, you seem different in person, but that was really what I was getting at.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Do you think you would have changed that VT?
Nah, no shit.
Dead.
That VT, I stand by it today.
Listen, sorry, I stand by it.
No, but you like what you like.
Do you know what I mean? It is what it is.
You like what you like.
That's what I see. Initial attraction, burns, and then personality, obviously, and then.
So you said that obviously you, because the way it kind of came from an audience perspective is that you were just laid back, chill, yeah. You weren't doing much. Mm-hmm. Have you watched yourself back?
I've seen some clips of it, clips. But not all of it.
And really and truly, you were not like hugely different, but you were a lot more talkative and you were like persevering people far more than...
Yeah, obviously I was chatting to India in there.
Right.
But the spark just wasn't there.
Right.
And to be honest, I don't think in that lineup I would have really like, in terms of like Burns attraction, there was really
anybody else.
Yeah, I don't think so really.
Madness. Okay.
Burns attraction. There was Burns. Definitely girls that had like a nice bum in there.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what it
not
is?
To it's your like, level? Not,
clearly not enough to my level. But you know what it is? It's like
kind of you're funny.
Like a girl has to come. It's facts though. Like let me think. Say in that casa. Who has a good buns that I would have gone for even like?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the Casa Amor girls?
Casa Amor girls.
I think they look quite pretty.
They're pretty, but they're all most of them are lacking as well. Lacking. I'm telling you, like maybe Molly Summer, they could run off a couple miles.
Oh
on
my
there,
god!
Right.
Yeah. Like overall.
We just weren't good enough for Mr.
Nelly boy. Nicki Minaj used to come to the villa, boy. Or Kim at this point.
Yeah, trust me. Okay.
At this point.
You have a type, a specific type there. You want someone.
I wouldn't say type, but that's what draws my attention. Like,
Fair enough.
So, Afi, you mentioned that obviously you saw his VT. So, you see all of theirs before you go in.
Yeah, so when I went in, based off of looks, Akena, when I just saw like the picture thing, because you were I was getting ready while I saw it. I was like, oh, Akena. And then they showed the full clip of everyone speaking. And then I just heard, Bunda. And I just was like, okay, well, obviously, as me being a slim girl, I'm not going to go for someone who literally says he likes that type.
Interesting.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then obviously I got in there, and then Dami, he was with Amber. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll go for Dami because I do usually go for tall, dark skinned boys, if I'm honest, if that's all right to say.
Absolutely fine.
Oh yeah, I forget, that's what you usually go for. So obviously they were the two options that I would first have gone for based off of attraction. But then I got in there and Dami and Amber, they seem like they were getting on really well.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas even though you and India were talking throughout the day, I do agree with you, you were talking more throughout the day than probably what was shown, even though I haven't watched it back. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really see a spark.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, okay, let me try with you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But then you said that you wanted to give her 100%. So then...
You gave 100% and I feel like you picked her in that recoupling.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then that was it. After that, what was I going to do? I wasn't going to fake it.
You know what? Let me just be part of production at this point. Let me just leave.
I literally started chilling. Obviously, Ekansu was like, talk to other people. But I was like, realistically, I can't. I'm going to be real. I can't, as a black girl, go and talk to these boys if I don't feel like they would go for me on the outside.
Right. There is a little bit of an afterthought about a lot of it.
Yeah, I have dignity. I can't. I'm not going to throw myself at someone who I don't think they would go for me or someone who looks like me on the outside. That was just how I felt. Wasn't anything that anyone could have said that would have changed my
opinion.
No, nothing.
Right, okay, I hear that. So who were your top three when you went? It was Akena?
So my top three was three boys that I thought would like me.
Right.
Which was none of them. Which was Akena, Dami, and then Andrew, because obviously Andrew travelled. Like, I do, like, I've got a mixture of exes, so he kind of fitted, he's worked abroad, he's lived a bit of life. Andrew. Yeah.
So you obviously, and then you came in with Ekansu.
And I met Ekansu. Guys, I got to know Ekansu on a more personal level because I met her without the cameras.
Right.
So when I met Ekansu, she told me, I have your back, but to anybody else.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. But then obviously she got in there, she came in all guns blazing, but then she really did open up with the girls after. But yeah, she was just such a big character, and I think thrown from the get-go. Like, we're really going in this. Like, this is Love Island. Like,
it can be difficult when you go in there with somebody as another bombshell, and one is very like gonna go for it, and you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know, but you're a bit like.
And then I was like, am I supposed to be doing what she's doing? But that's not me.
Right.
Then I'm like, I just was like, oh my god, this is just all too much. I couldn't tell who liked each other. Some of it didn't seem. Like, I was like, they say they like each other, but they don't look like they like each other. Like, it was all like.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah. It was just too much.
It was a lot.
And it was like, who is everyone's actual type? Because no one's picked anyone.
That was a big part of it.
All the black people just got shoved together. So I was like, do they want to be together? Because the girls are telling me they got a type. The boys are telling me they got a type. And nothing's looking.
It
was a lot to process. I said, it's too much for me.
It is too much.
It's too much.
And you were there for 3 days?
I was there for five.
Five days. You know what? I'm asking for was two.
It felt
like, it was 2 days. You were there for 5 days.
Who knows? Maybe that was the amount of episodes. Yeah.
And maybe because it fell on a weekend as well. But no, yeah, I did feel like maybe, okay, 5 days.
Because we had a down day when I was there. So it could have very much been three episodes.
Okay, cool. It could have been like three episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
So of course you weren't there for long, but do you have any, not regrets, but anything that you would have done differently?
No, because at the time that I was there, I very much knew what I could do differently.
Right. Okay.
Like, you know, I knew I was vulnerable from like day two. And obviously, I can see Ekasu doing up theatrics. So I very much knew.
I was saying big theatrics.
Big theatrics. So I knew it was, you kind of make a decision at that point. And obviously, I wasn't going to start acting crazy or I just couldn't throw myself. Do you know who I say hats off to, though? Mm. Danica, who's gone in there and just put herself.
Wait, how do you say her name? Danica. Oh, I was thinking, who's that?
Danica. How do you guys?
Not Danica, you know.
Danica. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, Danica. Yeah, I completely agree.
Because she's put herself in a situation where I feel like if I had done that, I would have got the same treatment, like rejection after rejection after rejection, because you know if the boy likes you or not. Mm-hmm. But hats off to her because she's just put herself.
Done a thing.
Yeah.
Back to, I think you mentioned this, but like, of course you were an OG, Ikenna. So when you were there and the public had to pick for you guys, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, that was a bit mad because I wasn't expecting that. Because usually,
oh, so they didn't tell you until you got there. Rah,
that was the first time I literally walked out, and then when Laura told me, that was the first time I heard that.
Rah.
So I feel like trying getting to pick is like a good thing because then you sort of know who would be into you,
right?
From the get go. But that sort of like fumbled. It didn't really change much because I would have probably stepped up for India as well. But it would have given the option, like, I would have stepped up for Paige, Gemma, Amber. Like, and then from that point, I guess they can sort of gauge, like, okay, there's probably a conversation to be had there as well.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing, but I feel like, has it set up the show to be, I mean, like, this is a great season that you
got on. I think it set up the show nicely.
Did it set up the show? Like, I don't know, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think it set up the show nicely. Because then now, like, everyone was sort of comfy. And then Cass has come around, and then this is why this is happening.
It's a mazzoline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just constant madness. But at the same time, as you're saying, are people shoved together? Are they types together? And that causes awkwardness.
I'm on a TV show. The public have put us together.
Am I
going to piss off the public?
That's what I mean. That's
right.
That's the last thing. People I'm pissing off.
Right. That's a good point.
Do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it made sense why people would want to stay together if they can make it work with the person they originally got put with.
Because even in beach shots, people were saying, oh, like, let's see what the public, they put us together for a reason. So let's see how it goes.
I would think that.
Might want to be like, you know what, let me stick with this person even if I don't like them because the public want us to.
Because the public, and they are the one that you're most likely going to want to keep on your
side.
Yeah,
I'm torn with it because when there's too much public interference, Islanders might just go with that because they want to win on the public's vote. Yeah.
But then, remember last year, no one liked each other at the beginning. At least with this, everyone was forced to get to know a specific person.
True, true.
Not all the boys went for one girl.
True.
Vice versa.
True. Mm, yes. No, I hear that.
So, yeah. I don't know.
But although you weren't there for like weeks, for 4 to 5 days, people were talking about your stance, your eyelashes.
Okay, first of all, let's start with the stance. How would you stand if every time you're up there, you know you're not going to get picked? People want me to stand for 45 minutes like...
I swear it was more than 45 minutes.
It was hours, bro.
That's too long to be standing.
And I always knew that I'd be the... You guys that,
the way you
were standing
was funny though.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why there's a reason. The boys kept laughing, not at me. There was funny things going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, guys, can we just get this filmed? Because I'm going to be the last one standing, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was just a bit like... You're not in the mood.
That's the thing though, because when you know that something's going to happen not in your favour at the dumping, it might just irritate you.
Yeah. Of course.
That would irritate me. I'm standing
I'm
there for
a
what?
I'm human.
Do you know what I mean?
Obviously. So, I mean, I am a bit of an awkward person anyway, so I'm not going to be the most elegantly stood. But if I knew I was getting picked, trust me, I would have positioned myself a little cuter.
Right. I heard that. So do you feel like, has it been taxing on your mental in any way?
Are you joking?
My
mental health is hanging on my head.
Not hanging by
you are joking. Oh. When I left, I was like, these people are like superhuman, bruv.
Yeah.
Because my mental health was, by the time I left, I said, okay, God, thank God I'm out of there. Mm. However, I am disappointed at my expectation versus the reality of it.
Right.
But I'm not bothered that I left. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm bothered at what I played it up that it was going to be before I went.
Right.
But then when I left, I thought, no, like you had to leave. You were not right.
So if you had the same exact experience, would you do it again?
I would do it again because it taught me so much.
Right.
But... would I do anything differently? Probably not. This is the thing. It's not like their platform, innit? So you don't have control over it.
No, you don't.
Meaning
how
that
you come across?
There's not really
how
much you can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, how you come across? Have you seen yourself back?
How I came across, I'm actually surprised I even managed to get any bits of me on there.
Screaming.
Because even I was talking to people, I don't think I was doing anything on storyline. So
right,
I'm that's actually, the thing as well. That's another big thing, like the storyline.
Yeah, like he was talking a lot, but it's not on storyline.
It's not on storyline. So like the chats we were having were just general comedy.
Yeah, like
with you and India, you and people.
Me and India, everyone.
You, India, everyone. You, people.
You're
like,
not acting towards the storyline they want. You're not going to be seen.
But you do know that when you're speaking though, like you know this is probably not going to get aired. Like we were talking about. Exes. I was telling everybody that I'm from Southeast, and then I came out, and people are like, "You said this, this, this." So you're talking about where you're from, what you do.
It's all chopped,
but that's not relevant, isn't it? Right. Nobody really wants to see that.
Right.
That would be boring.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting when it comes to storyline, because there's always going to be they've got a job to do.
Yeah,
if you're not part of that storyline that they want to see you in,
and that's what I mean. So you have a choice. You can chuck yourself in a storyline, or.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Not get ahead.
You could chuck yourself in a storyline. Like if
you
I went
wouldn't
in
know
there,
that when you're in there, like
no, come on. I knew if I went in and I start saying, even if the boy didn't like me back, I didn't need a boy to like me back to stay in there. I could have gone in there and be like, this girl's this and she said this and
yeah, you could have been on a Mazzoline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that you do know that.
I do think because I had Amber on here and she said that you know if you want to be in there for a long time, just act. Mad.
Exactly.
Producers will love you for acting mad. And I feel like Ekansu is kind of taking that card because crawl like a cockroach 1 minute, on that terrorist, beefing with Davide, beefing with flipping Jay.
Everyone.
WWE. It's really Mortal Kombat in there.
The first night.
Smoke.
Oh my
is that
God.
Your phone?
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Keep it rolling.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. Oh my God. As in the way she said keep it, as if we should just leave it.
That was jokes.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Not Pharrell.
This
is what you listen to when she does a 7 a.m. run, man.
Is that your ringtone?
That's my ringtone, yeah.
The way she was so shocked as well. Good. Honestly, it's fine.
When I heard the song, I was like, oh my God.
Not as like, I'm dead. Not that ringtone. What were we talking about again? I've completely lost train of thought.
Amber.
Was it?
Cause chaos.
Yeah, cause chaos and stuff like that. And I feel like a lot of Islanders this year are doing stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Like, but you can't judge it because they're in the right place to do that.
Right.
Like,
but that's just not you, and that's just not you either. You lot not like that.
Yeah,
that's it.
I felt like both of you kept to yourself on the show. I felt like both of you were good on the show. Like, I felt, at times I thought it kind of like, okay, sometimes, you know, you're just a bit too chilled.
Yeah,
like, but of course, we're only seeing what we're seeing.
What we're seeing, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, what, like,
and this is the thing, there's nothing wrong with you being chilled. There's nothing wrong with me not doing nothing. But obviously, for that show, there's a specific, like, they want drama.
Right. They want drama. Especially coming off the back of like two seasons that weren't that great.
Honestly,
I feel like season 7 was great, but it just took a while to really just pick up.
Warm up.
But I feel like your season, guys, is.
They got the dramatics. It's up there. That's why I was shocked, because I was like, is it always like this?
Right.
I was like, nah.
No, it's definitely a lot. This
and
season.
In there, it felt like there was something happening every night as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it did.
So, was there anything that may have happened that we don't know about? I don't know what comes to your minds.
Probably some unaired, like, not arguments, but like maybe fallouts and stuff, like, or like heated conversations.
Do you have an example?
I feel like Remy and Jax like spoke quite a bit.
Right.
Oh yeah. That wasn't really aired.
Like, there was tension there, but they didn't really air it in that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jax, I don't know about the Jax, man.
So obviously I was only there for 5 days, but
you were with him for a minute. Like, you were not with him, but you were talking to him and stuff like that. Because he was quite new then.
Yeah, on the day, obviously I wasn't enjoying the day. I was fed up by then. Was with another boy that I know would never go for me. So I'm not gonna.
It's a lot, you know, a person of colour coming on the show and you're
it's a lot.
Me. Why am I here?
Honestly. Yeah, everyone was like, okay, how did the date go? Don't ask me hard questions, because I want to go out with a guy that wants me. And I feel like that is obviously probably the worst mentality to have on that show, because you just need to put yourself out there.
Mm.
But no, do you know what I mean? But Jack seemed nice.
Yeah.
After that day, I thought he was really lovely.
Right.
Because genuinely, when you're passing him, he's like smiling. Mm. He does say some cheeky comments to like people, but.
I feel like when you're a bit too cheeky, some people just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's a cheeky chat.
It's very cheeky.
It's the cheeky chatness. And it's like, if I don't know you, your cheekiness being rude.
Mm.
Like, people will perceive it as rude.
But the second that you show, it's like a kid, when you show that you're annoyed at something, and obviously Remy might be a bit more sensitive. If you show that you're annoyed at something, that's it. They love it. These cheeky kids, they love it. When you show you're annoyed, they're like, I've got one now. And he's bored. He is bored. Like, he might be a bit bored in there. He's entertaining himself.
See, that'd be annoying. Like, if you're aware of somebody not liking something, why are you going to keep doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he probably, like, that would definitely be a thing for sure.
Was there any other fallouts, or not even fallouts, but anything that we may have not seen? Or.
I don't think fallouts.
Right.
Just heated, like, conversations. Like, even Ekin-Su, Dav, they probably. I feel like on the show they only showed one argument, but that whole argument was like built up from like 2-3 on the same night though.
Oh,
like 2-3 arguments
that they had.
Yeah,
that was going for a while.
Yeah, that was going back and forth, like from the fire pit to like the day beds to like the little corner bit.
So there's a lot more that happened that we didn't even see.
Yeah,
and it's already going well. That argument between Davide and Ekin-Su was a lot, man.
It was a lot.
Davide just dragged her. Yeah. Like,
respectfully,
so funny.
Yeah,
he was so funny. I mean, I hear it though. You know, your girl's really on the terrace, crawling around. So like, what are you gonna do?
And we didn't even know in there that they kissed twice. That was
JN.
Yeah,
they kissed once on the terrace.
I swear they kissed on the terrace twice in there, or before, or in like the bedroom or something.
Oh, is it?
But we only knew about the terrace kiss.
And you lot knew that she crawled?
Nah, we didn't know that she crawled until after, I think.
How did you know that she crawled?
I don't know, because Dami must have met. I don't think I was in there after they knew.
Yeah, Dami said something Dami about said crawling.
I feel like
the guys know.
Someone must have told
Maybe Jay must have said something.
Jay must have, yeah.
Okay. As in, Jay, you were crawling too, so let's not act like she was the only one that was really crawling on that terrace.
Nah,
crawling, you know.
He's like, kind of, why did she even crawl on that terrace?
I don't know why she crawled.
Do you know what Rebecca said? I think she just wakes up. She literally did not sleep the first night. I just feel like that is somebody that went in there ready.
Ready, innit?
Like, she did not sleep. Yeah. Not even day one, I'm going to catch a couple hours. Yeah. No.
She had an assignment, man.
She
had the whole script pattern.
The whole script.
She said,
the whole
script. It's gonna go like this.
Yeah, like she had a little.
Yeah, you did say. I think the first couple of days she was like aware of people kissing or not in the beds.
Yeah,
I think she mentioned that she really was up and about.
Every time I rolled over, she was waving to everybody that would go to the toilet. She was like the greetings lady. Yeah. Then when I woke up, she was like, "I didn't sleep."
What time do you lot go to sleep and wake up? Do you lot know?
You don't know what time you go
That's
to sleep.
That's a lot, man. Because the lights turn on. If I'm not ready to wake up, I'm not waking up.
Yeah, but yeah, those lights are bright.
They're
you don't
bright.
Have a
choice. Yeah, they are bright. And you can see each other in the room. It looks darker than it is. You can see everyone.
Yeah. I don't know how. I can't wake up with somebody like in the same room. Like that's just a lot.
I feel like you just sort of get used to it.
Everyone said it took a couple nights for them to sleep properly. I couldn't sleep properly the first couple nights.
Yeah, it must be like difficult.
And when you can't sleep well in that environment, it's like bad. It's not good. Then.
I think that was it for me.
Yeah. No, it's not good because then you just feel tired, then you can't force conversations and stuff like that.
Hey, Ken, I wanted to chat to you about your boy, Dami.
Dami Lola.
And what's going on in the last episode? I understand, like, that was an absolute mazzoline to see him kissing Summer.
Oh, shit.
Like, these custom old boys, girls, I thought, you know what? Like, they're not, they don't look the strongest in terms of, like, attractiveness, phenotype. I thought that, you know, they look cute, whatever. Yeah.
But they're not doing much, though. I don't think they're doing much, really.
I think the girls are doing a lot. The Casamore girls, I feel like they're doing a lot. I feel like, you know, especially like Coco, you know, cussing out the other OG girls.
How's Coco Lips, Andrew and Davide?
And then dragging Tasha in the same breath.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, what is going on?
Them girls come in there with that's a mission. They have to. Yeah.
They have to, it's true.
You that's have their job. To, yeah.
So, I mean, Coco come in there with smoke.
Like, smoke. And then Summer as well, and then Dami's like...
And Andrew would be like, you would go for Andrew because you'd be like, your girl's treating you bad.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like, Andrew doesn't know any.
Andrew's an
better.
Easy option, bro. You can just go to him.
Yeah.
Girl's
treating
you bad.
Well,
you know,
I like,
you know what's funny? I don't think Andrew will couple up with anyone. I think Andrew.
I don't think up. Half the boys will. That's the worst
really?
Part.
Really? I don't think anyone will
come I don't think Dami will come back with a girl. Nah. I don't think Andrew. I agree with you. That's that's a cheek
not
of
even
it.
Davide.
They'll come back and try and say sorry. Is that I just have to find out for myself.
I hate that, man. Come with your chest, man. You're doing Romeo and Juliet in another villa.
I just think it's so disgusting to come back. I'd be like, I did all this, but I'll back with you. What made you think that this was an option? Mm. You should have known that I would never take you back. Like,
you got to try before you buy.
Would you have done that?
You know what's funny?
This one's scratching his head, looking.
You know what's funny? In that situation, I think it depends what connection I'd have with the girl before I went to Casa. Like, if I genuinely felt cool, like this girl's cool, what I can see this work on the outside, I probably wouldn't have fumbled it. But I would have done the Luca, but I don't think I would have gone as far as that.
Boy, so I don't know. Summer's coming in strong.
Yeah.
That's the one that's with Dami.
That's the one with Dami. Yeah.
She's coming in strong.
I want to come back to the main villa now. Right, I want to come to the main villa now because you're really doing up. And they kissed multiple times.
Yeah.
And that was the first night of Casa or the second. I don't know what night it was.
That's what I mean. I feel like when you peak too early... I don't know. I don't think he's going to bring her back.
Right, because they got on quite well.
Yeah, because you kiss
quite quickly.
Yeah, you just kiss so quickly. It's like you're in a club or something.
Yeah.
And then what, like day three, day four, you might be thinking, actually.
Not sure this one,
yeah.
That's what I mean. Like when you go too fast, too quick, like it just crashes.
And I thought he liked it. I actually thought he liked India.
I think he does really like India.
I think.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
He does that in here, but like he's just switching.
Guys, for
Ham the Villa. But does that make make sense?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This, I don't get that. Doesn't add up. Everyday test. This is not AQA, man.
True.
It's like, not a Dexel. We've done GCSEs, bro.
Like, I thought he liked India, but you don't like someone if that's what you're doing.
Well, in the talking stage, though, and you're seeing multiple people, would you not do that?
No, I'm loyal. I actually wouldn't do that.
I see both sides to that. Yeah, like, I don't know why I would, but then I feel like you would.
It's like in the Villa, it's more intense, so people think, nah.
That's what it is. It's more intense.
Yeah, like, it shouldn't happen.
I mean, it's more intense, but like,
I guess people are upset because for Dami in India, I saw them in the finale. They had that chemistry.
Yeah.
They had that quick bounce off. And when you and Amber left,
and they made an effort to make a play for each other.
It happened so quick. Dami was like, "Do you want to come to my bed?" As in, like, it was quick.
Exactly.
I think it was that same night.
And it was Dami, wasn't it? He made the first move. Yeah. He did that while you were in the villa, so he was prepared.
Yeah,
he was ready.
Something big for this girl. So it is shocking.
And then when summer's coming in, of course, it's a whole different situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think, you said that you don't think the boys will turn, which I think is interesting, but do you guys think the girls will turn? Because in the teaser, we see Tasha kissing one of the boys as well.
I think Tasha will turn.
Yeah.
I think she kissed Billy.
It's a lot, you know?
It's a lot.
What's going on?
This season,
everyone's just kissing everyone.
But it's like it's weird because I do feel like this season the couples did look like they look kind of cute together. Like Dami and India do look so cute together in comparison to past seasons where I've seen couples. I'm like, they look cute. Gemma and Luca look cute. But then it's like, this is not cute.
How do you guys think India would react if Dami came back with Summer?
She's sweet, isn't it? But she's not a pushover.
She seems quite composed.
She's not a pushover.
I don't think she would get back with Dami. She wouldn't.
Do you think she'll get back with him even knowing that if he came back single? But still, we're doing up that.
Yeah.
I think she would eventually forgive Dami. Yeah, I do,
which is sad. Yeah. But yeah, I do think she would forgive him.
Yeah, I don't think she should, to be honest with you.
I don't think anyone should. I'm so bad. Not me trying to condemn people, but like.
I hear that.
Like, I would just be real if it was me. Imagine a boy walks back, you think he's by himself, baby came back.
Yeah.
Then he's going to sit you down and have some conversation.
Yeah.
Because he kissed
her quite quickly as well. So it's like, what would you do on the outside?
But she leaned into him though.
She did lean into
him. What difference does that make?
This one is Dami ambassador.
This is the thing where the boys think she leans and he's going to come out with something like that. Like, she put it on video.
But then movie night will come and they will show that.
In
Love Island, they will show all this. This is why you can't even lie.
They'll show the whole lead up, the whole conversation.
The whole conversation.
He's nicked.
Massive.
I mean, I guess you're not really doing anything wrong. You've only been.
Theoretically, you're not because you're not exclusive. You're not in a relationship. Yeah. But I guess because we've seen these two and we like these two together.
Theoretically, but when it comes to matters of the heart, I don't know.
Not matters of the heart.
we can't be doing theory.
They were doing upstairs contest on that terrace and then they kissed. And I thought that was. But yeah.
It does make it worse that they're still in the main villa.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when the boys leave, they're on the lads on it, but your original bed is still there.
That terrace, you know, so much has happened on that terrace on this season. Too much has happened on that terrace.
God, yeah,
forbid, man.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's true.
So then shortly after that, Dami and Luca get into one hell of an argument. And it looks like there was that tension being held back. Dami accusing him of being with Gemma for the show, or you're fake. You're holding Gemma hostage.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Not the hostage.
As in you're kidnapped like this.
But has Dami ever said that before?
Do you think? It looked like he was holding back and he just released.
That maybe the Casa girls have come in and fed some information?
I think so.
Maybe.
Because that's...
That's how it's come across.
I think it's come across like that.
Yeah, because that's random timing.
I think, I don't know, it was just a lot to see that argument.
Yeah, Dami exposed.
What did Luca say back? Obviously, he didn't like the fact that he was being called fake. But then what was mad is that the boys around him didn't actually back Luca, including Jax. They all actually agree with Dami.
Yeah. So, I think fake is a big term, though.
Right.
It's funny, because in that situation, I wouldn't agree, but I could sort of understand where Dami's coming from. But it's just because that Luca and Gemma are like perfect in a way. Like, they've gone and the whole way.
Do you think that Luca's playing a game?
No, I don't think he's playing the game.
I think everyone's playing the game.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
But do you think that him and Gemma, he really likes Gemma like that, or he is seeing as a good option. Her dad is Michael Owen.
I think
football fan.
I actually think out of all the girls in there, like realistically, if I thought that there was another girl that he looks like he wants to be with, but he's avoiding that girl to be with her, then maybe not. But I think out of everyone there,
it is general, but he would like
her.
I wonder why the boys were all like, even Jack's his ride or die bestie is really sitting there saying
it's because he's seen Luke and Gemma from the start as well. Right. He's thinking, oh, okay, maybe that makes sense.
Right.
Oh. And he's sold on her. Maybe that does come across a bit weird at moments in time. Yeah.
No, Dami's funny because the boys are going to drag him for kissing that guy. He said, you know what? You're not going to drag me. I'm going to drag you.
I'm going to drag you before you drag me.
The way he flipped the script on that. And now everyone's looking at Luca as if like he's like, playing the game is hilarious. Yeah. That shit is funny, the way he did that.
A lot of people think that, isn't it? That he's doing too much.
Right.
He's around the
world. One Islander, that you were with as well was Amber. Mm-hmm. And of course, she got dumped from the show with you. And then people were saying that she's bitter. She's very shady, rolling her eyes. I thought she was shady as hell from the way. But the thing is, we can only review or discuss or talk about what we see. And really, it's 45 minutes.
It's the girl has emotions. Of course, she's gonna be like.
I do. I feel like a lot. Some people see her point now, of especially with Dami.
But saying, do you think that maybe people are just reacting like that because people didn't like her, or the people thought that she has this
perspective? I think there were some scenes of her that didn't come off right, like especially when Danica came in and she was like, I don't want to show her around, and then she's like, I'll show you around. And then the eye rolling. I thought she was I didn't want her to leave. Even though at points I disliked you, it doesn't mean I don't want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to stay in there because that shadiness that she was doing, the eye rolling, I thought that shit was funny. That stuff was funny.
She is a little bit like that though, isn't she? Like she.
But that's banter. Yeah. Like in there, it's just seen as banter. Like she's like just sarcastic, like funny.
Right.
But on the show, I can see like why like little clips of like a. Oh,
no. Yeah, the thing is, we see 45 minutes of 24 hours, bro.
Different. I just saw it like it's an intense environment. She's rolling her eyes, but it doesn't mean she doesn't like this person. It could just mean like. I'm just not in the mood today.
I'm tired. But they connect it differently.
I'm burning. I'm not in the mood. Do you know what I mean? That's what I took out, but obviously.
She made a comment as well. I think in one of her interviews, she said that, Dami should have told me because you were lips and me in bed, and now you're telling India to sleep in my bed and stuff like that. And that she should have told, Dami should have been the one to told her beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very interesting point because now we're seeing Dami doing it to India again with Summer to an extent, similar-ish. Situation. So I feel like people are now like they still see her shady or whatever, but they also thought at some points that she was actually right.
Okay.
I did want you and Amber to stay in that just for another day or two. I don't understand why they left you.
That didn't make any sense. We would have loved to see that drama unfold
in what would you have done?
Too fair.
It kind of would have been chill, boy. You know, I kind of would have. Imagine they kind of started dragging everyone.
Yeah,
as in chairs dashed.
We know that you would have been chilled.
I think at that time point, it was gone anyway, because like me and India said, we're friends now. Like, so I don't know what leg I could have really stood on for Dami. It would have been a little bit awkward, but
it would have been more interesting on Amber's behalf.
That's what I wanted to see, she would have said.
She would have definitely spoke up. She doesn't hold back.
And I feel like she would have a conversation with Dami, especially, and then India as well. And I feel like she doesn't know Dami or any of that long. Let's be real, it was barely a week and a half, but still, she probably would have said something because she does seem a bit bothered.
I mean, fair enough. Obviously, you already know my opinion.
Right.
Fair enough.
I just feel like they should have kept you lot in. I don't get it because we've never had a situation like that.
That's what I mean.
Who do you lot want to win?
I don't know.
At this point,
I'm gonna be real. They're all looking a hot mess right now. It's hard.
I can't predict it. No, like.
Okay, probably if we. Is India talking to anybody in the Casa Boys? Does she like any
Deji?
Deji, yeah, a little
bit. Oh, Deji looks cute. Okay.
Deji's funny.
Yeah, Deji looks cute. So
India and Deji.
India and Deji.
What do you think she'll be?
I don't think Deji's coming back. No. I don't think.
You never know. Relax. God works in mysterious ways. Yeah, sometimes he can speak to you.
Postcard will come through, and India will think, "Oh shit, okay." She'll still.
But it doesn't matter because if she does get Casa or more, there's still a chance that somebody else could come in.
For her after that.
In time, because what I mean?
I get you.
Yeah, like Amber and Gregory when Gregory came.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a chance. True.
And you'd want to be that broken-hearted girl or boy. You want to be that person now.
That's perfect for
at
the
this
show.
Point.
I'll be standing like.
You want to be that thinking, oh, my man did that. Let me actually cry. Me, if that was me, I would faint.
You would faint.
I would faint. Then the camera would do a sky view and the show ends. That would be me. Oh, God, I would faint. I would just be like, what? That would be a scene.
It is best to just cry in it rather than to get angry.
I would wail. I would actually wail. That's what you need to do. So I feel like.
And in that position, it happens to a girl. Always, well, maybe in that show.
Mm. It does happen to a girl. You're right. Yeah.
She deserves the win, in my opinion.
That's what I was gonna say. Ekansu.
I think Ekansu.
Yeah, she's earned it.
Yeah.
But Davide is having fun, man. You know, he lips Coco and.
I love Davide, but.
Yeah, he's having fun.
He said
fun,
vengeance.
Man.
But
respectfully,
not
like
vengeance.
That's what Ekansu done to him. So he's.
True. Like I do feel like, and Davide's not crawling around anywhere.
Nah, he's doing it.
And
but he's kissing people. It's like when he kisses them, he's giving them a gift. Like, okay, we can kiss if you want. And then like the way
he accent. But the way he does it, he's actually just so like blasé. He will just do it.
Yeah,
and cute and blasé about it. And he will just kiss like whoever he wants.
So, I mean, that's why I don't think he actually likes him. Like he just does it. Oh, okay, why not? You're here.
Do you think he'll bring someone back?
Nah,
I think Andrew will bring back Coco though.
Do you think?
I think he will do that, but then he'll get back with Tasha.
Really?
Yeah. Unless Tasha brings someone back as well. But I don't
know. So were you also, because it seems like a lot of the guys were like to him in Casa Amor even more. Leave Tasha.
Yeah.
Are you also on that boat?
Not leave Tasha, but I would say like open your eyes, bro. Like,
open the eyes.
Like, bro, like.
So what's your reason for that?
Like,
you
it's just
playing the game.
I don't know, like the whole time Andrew was set on Tasha and every time someone's come in, Tasha's just thought, okay, like she's open to having that conversation. But it's weird now because when you flip it, it's like Andrew's gone from one extreme to the other now. He's lipsed the girl when Tasha never lips anyone.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the thing.
But I think that extreme of him makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the boys are saying it.
He has no one else.
Three twice, and now the new girls are saying it. So like, now he must be like, am I dumb? I have to listen to this.
Yeah. That's
but
what I mean. Like,
that's the thing with schoolboy mentality. It's like you're going to listen to all your friends,
and
now you did something extra dumb. Because how are you going to look at Tasha and be like, yeah, but everyone was saying, duh, 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 duh. That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't help the relationship, but then.
But I feel like the boys are saying it, the public saying it, the new girls are saying it.
Do you think it's reasonable to go to Casa and then decide, I've had this epiphany? Don't you think you should say it before?
No, I think he didn't have the choice to.
Like,
he didn't have the choice
If Casa didn't happen, he would have rode the whole way.
Then he would have wasted his time with her. I feel like.
I feel like they'll still get back together, though. I don't think this will matter. Like, I think he does genuinely like Tasha. He's the true Mr. Nice Guy.
Was there anyone in there that you guys didn't get along with?
Nah.
And not as in like beef, but as in like you just didn't get along with on the show. It kind of was just chilled.
In there, do you know what's funny? In there, I was chatting to everyone.
No one, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't really. Yeah. I don't feel like I got on with anyone. I don't feel like I didn't get on with anyone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was like blasé.
Right.
Like, I wasn't like, oh, maybe Ekansu. I got on with Ekansu, but that was only because I met her outside of the cameras for a minute. So.
You lot came in together.
Yeah. You get a moment where you could just be like, you know.
Oh, that was the first time you saw her as well.
Yeah, we got in a taxi to the villa together.
Right.
So I felt like whatever she did in there, I feel like I kind of understood what she was doing a bit before. Yeah, so it just felt a bit more organic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whereas everyone else, I didn't really know.
There is a new boy in the Casa Amor. He's Ronan Keaton. Ronan Keaton from Boyzone is his dad.
Yeah. Oh, he's from Boyzone. Okay.
He's from Boyzone. I feel like he could come back purely because of that.
You think? Who's picking him though? Do you think?
I don't know. You're talking to Gemma, but I don't see Gemma turning.
Nah, Gemma's not picking anyone. No chance.
Yeah, I think she'll stick with Luke.
No chance. Like, that's why out the girls, I don't think anyone.
Is that Billy?
Yeah. No, someone else. Ronan Keaton's son. I don't know what his name is. Names off my head. There's too many new names now. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
It is what it is.
He's like ginger. He's got tattoos.
But I think if not to be disrespectful to whoever this person is, but if he was, I don't think they would have risked it with Casa Amor in it if they wanted to keep him. If they were so hell bent, it seems like a bit of a risk.
Do you think Michael Owen will come into the villa?
Aye. To be fair, he presents for ITV, doesn't he? I swear.
Oh, does he?
Does he?
In football.
You could have just made that up.
Maybe I just made that shit.
Yeah, did you just reach that from the sky?
As in the way? ITV. To be fair.
Nah, he's not. He's no chance. He's coming in.
What are your thoughts on Paige? Because, you know, everyone loved her at the beginning.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But recently, we're seeing her acting very shady towards, you know, Danica, shady to like India, like turn to like shoo away.
I saw that.
And you did say schoolgirl or school mentality. And I feel like it's similar to that.
The whole thing in schoolgirl, school sort of mentality.
That's all you know, though, isn't it? Like,
it is a bit clicky. Unless you're going to go in there and be like, ah, the next... It is a bit like that. And obviously, you've got to have certain conversations. I don't think that... It doesn't look good of her, the clips that they've shown, but she might have been told to have a specific conversation and she's tried to have that conversation 3 times.
Right.
But they keep getting interrupted and she just wants to get on with it so she can get back on with her night. That's what I was thinking.
Interesting.
Because
do you think her and Jax are even going to make it? I feel like Jax playing I feel like Jax is playing her like a fiddle.
But he's smart though, so I think he'll come back with her. Has he kissed anybody in Casa?
He said he's ready to do. He said I'll kiss somebody if you do. Basically.
To who?
To one of his. Who would he say to?
I think he said.
I think that was to Dammy.
Yeah, but I don't think he will do that.
So you think the boys will play it safe and just?
Yeah,
I don't. Like, yeah, boys, they're not coming back. Yeah, maybe Andrew.
Yeah, I think he'll stick with Paige.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I don't know what Paige will do. Really, I can't really predict.
She's crying.
She's very like nice, like flirty. So
I think she'll stay loyal to him.
Yeah, but she does like Jack though. She does like Jack.
There's so many theories. People saying that Dammy and Paige were. A situation.
I swear to you, I thought this when I was in there.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I did. Wow. When I took a picture of them one day, I was like, oh, maybe there's a... I did actually think that. But then I thought, Dammy did say he had female friends. So I was like, this boy's just friendly with girls.
Right.
But,
yeah. Because there was a scene where he picked her up and like walked. I'm thinking, huh?
In the bedroom. I saw that.
What's going on?
Yeah, but Dammy, that's what I mean. Like, he did say he has female best friends. Mm. So... Mm.
That might be Paige. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't think that one would run.
What do you mean?
I don't think that would run.
No, like, they're just friendly. No, neither do I. I feel like it looks friendly, but some people could perceive it as flirty.
Yeah, maybe it is borderline flirty. Like Paige is very flirty. She's flirty. So is Dammy.
Okay, who do you guys think is the messiest? You know, I don't hold back.
The messiest. In what sense, though? Like?
In sense of just either playing people or being messy with any of the contestants. Messy in any way, whatever your definition of messy is.
Maybe
you're not holding your not you're not looking like
I know I'm
you
like
funny
like, no I'm thinking who's the messiest because obviously I can't go with Ekis because we already know that she's just right. Having a laugh in there
not a laugh in there
maybe the messiest
like first person that came to mind was Ekisu though like
maybe I was gonna say maybe Jax
right
okay. Just based on what you just said he said I'll do it if you do it but I don't think he's gonna do it
right.
So that's why I'm like that sounds messy to me it's like you do it bro like that's what it sounds
I'll watch you do it but I'll watch
and who do you lot want to win
I don't really know.
I would say Ekansu.
Yeah, Davide's hilarious.
Davide and Ekansu. If they could win together, that would.
Would you think they'll stay together?
I see that. Because what?
They've been through a lot of tests, but I still think if someone comes in for either of them and say, "Boom, I like you, and I want to get to know you," and they're both their types, then I don't know.
But the odds of that happening. And I don't know, Davide's lovely and Ekansu is lovely all of the
what's happened,
I don't know, I think they would be cute together.
They are cute, they are really cute together.
And they're hilarious.
They bounce off quite well for TV, but as in outside, will the relationship work? I see that point as
you
well.
You see what I'm saying? That's not what we're worried about.
Right, as in, we just want to worry about who wants
that. That's okay, like in there,
I haven't even thought about the outside because... None of them are giving. I don't look at any of the couples. Maybe Gemma and
Luca and Gemma. I think they're very, very strong.
Yeah,
interesting.
But it's mad. Like we're halfway now, so 4 more weeks of them. I don't know what else we could get.
Because every day it spins.
And to be honest, maybe a lot of reconciliations after Casa.
Yeah, the aftermath of Casa is going to be a whole week of episodes.
It's going to be a madness. So you guys have went on the show, you come out. How has it been coming out? I feel like you guys have been doing interviews as well. I've seen you guys everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Going out has been so lovely, but going out in public is just like, people keep coming up to me going, it was a shame. Guys, I didn't get pronounced terminally ill. Leave me alone. I'm having a good day. It's like, it was a shame, sweetheart. We loved you. You really came over to tell me that.
Oh, no.
But apart from that, this really fit boy came up to me yesterday. Was like, "You were on Love Island." I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Anything else?" He's like, "Oh." I was like, "That's it. Get out of it.
You got to pull him for a chat. Apply a bit of
pressure." I'm not doing that. You already know I don't have that ability.
Pull
I can't
for a
do
chat. Go to the fire pit.
But it's been chilled.
It's been chilled. It kind of for you. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been quite a lot of attention.
Is it like good attention or is it just like been bit of both?
It's a bit of both, really. Most people just don't know my personality. Just think, oh, it's boring. Like, oh, you have no reason.
Honestly, I did. I'm not going to lie to you. I did think that you were boring. I was thinking, what is it can I do? And this guy is just like really
boring. So I was just wandering around the village just doing nothing.
As in just chilling and eating.
tanning. You were chilling though sometimes.
I was chilling.
You were chilling though sometimes.
But you know, that's just you, I guess. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you're just that type of person. And I feel like when you come out, it can be a lot. That's coming onto you.
That's what I mean.
Especially with like, how would you guys deal with anything negative that you see that you may not like? Do you just like ignore it and just sleep on it?
I started to just stop looking at it because it starts to feel like the whole world. Hmm. And then you go outside and people are nice to you and you think it's just a bit confusing because I go on social media and it's hate, hate, hate. Hmm. And then I go outside and people are lovely.
And more time, it could be the same people who are hating you or trying to hug you as well. Because they won't ever say it to your face. Ever.
I just embrace it. I think, like, hate or love, it's whatever.
I think that's a good way of doing it. You just take it all in because
hate is funny, though. Like, when you think, like, I don't know who you are, but you have a perception of who I am. So
people get really invested. Like, really invested.
People are really invested in my makeup and my hair.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of makeup artists reach out to me.
Not makeup artists.
Really? But the makeup artists, I said respectfully, no.
I saw comments about eyelashes.
So was it my eyelashes or my? It was my concealer that.
I don't know what people were saying. They were saying that other stuff about
right under eye queen.
I don't know. Like I obviously I don't understand what girls use, so I just don't know what to say. But about
So I can speak on that. So obviously when I was in there, I just got really dark in my face very quickly.
From the sun, you mean tan?
From the sun.
Oh, right. Okay. Cool.
I also have very sensitive skin, so my skin was reacting terribly, like on my body. Luckily, it didn't air it. I was very red. I had issues, but on my face. I literally just bought makeup that I would be wearing now. And then obviously when I got there, I didn't put two and two together that I'm going to go so much darker.
Right.
And that was it. And I'm not going to lie. Every single day I said to the girls, does my makeup look okay? I feel like it's not matching. And every single day they said it was matching.
Wow.
Swear. I swear. So every single day.
They were lying to you like that.
Yeah. And I said, are you sure? They said it's the lighting. So that was it.
And you're from where in London are you from?
So I grew up in Southeast London.
Nice, South London, nice.
Yeah, I grew up in Oak Kent Road. But then I moved, obviously, I now live in Northwest. I moved out of London for years and years, and then I moved back, and now I live in Northwest.
Northwest.
So it was two separate...
This whole speech.
I know, like, I need to be specific. Yeah, yeah, but now I live in Northwest.
And kind of where are you from?
From Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Nottingham, yeah, Quay, man.
Okay, and you went to uni there as well?
I went to uni there. So I was born in Italy and then moved about quite a bit.
Can you speak Italian? Probably not.
Italian, but I've got Italian.
Bruh.
But I still got Italian passport.
What's kind of... That's amazing that you've got the whole Brexit who? You said Brexit. I'm not involved. I'm not involved with that Brexit. A lot of Italians this year.
Yeah, a lot of Italians.
Jay as well, and then Coco. And
Luca's
half Italian. You were born in Italy as well, basically Italian.
Full Italian, yeah.
Davide's full Italian. And what's your background?
Nigerian.
And your
Jamaican, Nigerian, and English.
Nice. And you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that your sister's Muslim, and that to me is very interesting in terms of like how you navigate
how I go
even at your relations together, because you're both very different religions.
Yeah.
And you're both, and you said you're quite religious.
I really am. I was praying a lot before I went in. When I was in there, I was extra religious.
Extra religious.
No, definitely.
And so your dad is obviously Muslim.
Yes.
Nice. And then your mum is?
My mum is Christian.
Christian.
Yeah. We was raised in a Christian household. She took us to church every week, Catholic schools.
Nice.
So she was raised as Christians.
Nice. Nice. That. Do you feel like there's like an identity crisis?
I feel like
I would be like, who am I?
The more identity crisis that we probably had is more be like mixed background. You sometimes have, I mean, you don't have an identity crisis because I consider myself as black, but I feel like when you go outside and people tell you you're this or you're that, then you start to have a bit of an issue. But no, not too much with religion. It was all right.
So post Love Island life is going well for you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interviews, like how are you finding all that process? I mean, you're doing one right now.
Yeah. Just been having fun with it. Mm-hmm. Just been having fun with it.
Right.
Embracing it all.
Just embracing it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are doing well. I feel like you guys are doing... I'm seeing you a lot in interviews as well, and I feel like that's good. Like, you know, get the work done.
I've been doing a whole press tour. Listen,
as in whole of UK, Scotland tomorrow, boy. This girl's going to train to Scotland.
She'll be there.
I feel like you should do as much as you can. Like, who cares? Do you know what I mean? Like, you did one... You've done like... As for you, as well, kind of like... There's a whole new Love Island coming in 6 months.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's even less than 6 months. It's January or something, isn't it? Pretty sure.
It's a lot for me. Yeah. It's a lot, man. We don't
it's
want
like you're going to enjoy it. Don't lie.
Yeah, I mean, I'll enjoy it if it's like this season. I can't lie to you, but like it might be dead because last winter Love Island was, I was shocked. I was in tears.
They did say that they had a lot of cast.
They did say that.
And I believe them with what they've produced this year. There's a lot of drama going on. So.
But do you think that two seasons a year is
a lot? Isn't
I think it's too much. Yeah, of course. But
overexposure.
I mean, I don't know, who am I to tell them? They might be making a lot of money from that.
Serious, that's what I mean. And there's a lot of people in the world, so they'll be able to cast people. That doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I do feel like they'll just cast whoever the hell they want for these shows. People will just do whatever they
want. They need to get them for more actors in there as well. Like, that'll be perfect.
Look, Ekansu set a new level. She set the bar.
I'm not mad at people who are like influencers coming in the show if you act like her. Or if you like act like somebody like that's coming with your chest and giving us like a lot of content. Yeah. That's just the way I see it.
I bet she doesn't even know that she's doing the mad thing as well. Like,
you think so? I feel like she knows.
You think she does?
Ekansu's very, 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 very smart. Yeah. She's not a damn girl in there. She knows exactly what she's doing.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
She goes to sleep and she plans the next day. I'm telling you.
That's so mad. I didn't know that she didn't sleep the first night.
She did not sleep. When she said she did not sleep, she did not sleep 1 minute.
So what was she doing?
She was laying there like honestly, every time I turn.
And you can't leave the bedroom.
Crazy.
Yeah, she did not sleep 1 minute the first night. Then the next night, she slept for about a couple hours. But yeah, the first night, not 1 minute. She would just like look around a lot of the time. This, I feel like some of it was shown.
Yeah, some of it was shown. And she did say that she didn't see Paige doing that one night.
And she said that to me first thing when I woke up. She's like, they weren't like kissing or anything. And I was like, how do you know? I didn't sleep. I said, yeah, but you must have slept at some point. They might have cuddled. She said, no. Not on my watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's really watching these couples. I'm not mad. This girl's doing a madness. Absolutely. Did you guys apply or did you go to the show? Or were you selected?
I applied.
You can?
I was approached.
Nice. So like in the DMs are like, you want to
come? Not even. I was out in London.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Shoreditch
Box Park.
Not Shoreditch Box Park. And then I see like, come on.
That's the first time I was been out in London though.
Really? Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's meant to be.
I'm from London, like. Literally, and then someone came up to me and was like, oh, yeah.
And they worked for Love Island.
Yeah, worked for ITV. Like,
and were you just
I would really think it was meant to be. If that happened, I'd be like, I'm meeting my future wife.
As in, like, main character syndrome. Life's about me, boy. Absolute madness, guys.
Nah, but I took that whole thing with, like, a pinch of salt. I was like, okay, it's whatever. If I go on, I go on. If I don't go on.
And was it, both of you, was it, like, a long interview process?
So, yeah 6 months, a lot of talks, a lot of auditions. Yeah. But I did feel, from the first audition, I thought I was going on.
Mm. Really? You knew?
I knew, yeah. But really? They didn't tell me. But you just know if you go to an interview, how if you've done good or bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I was meant to go on a bombshell as well.
You're
meant to be a bombshell.
They switched it up and I'm like, yeah, actually, I'll put you on.
Interesting. Yeah. And when did they tell you what your position's going to be?
I got told, when I went to the press day, so I was like, there's still a chance I could be an original. But then they were like, your personality is so out there. We're going to like, we think bombshell. They obviously overestimated how savage I could be with other couples. But because I was bubbly, they were like, bombshell. So they told me about a month before.
Right, a month before. Yeah. And do you guys get to like negotiate with the way you
I should
comment?
Have negotiated. I should have told them, guys, I've never stolen anyone's man in my life.
Right.
We need to sort this out. I should have said that.
Yeah, you're funny on the show now that I think about it.
I should have said that, but I just didn't.
But I get that your point that, you know, as a personal colleague, you're coming to the show, you're having these dates, you know that someone like Jax probably isn't going to be into you or like, you know, you don't get that inclination.
And
what
I'm
do I do?
I'm 20, I'm 25. Yeah. Like, I have dignity. I can't I'm not throwing myself at a boy. If it wasn't race related, I know that sounds ridiculous because I made it up in my head. He never said nothing like that just to say,
Right, but you feel it in your head still.
But I felt it in my head and it was my own paranoia, but with that in my head, I can't then throw myself at you. No, I would regret that so badly.
Yeah, because then you feel like you're just embarrassing yourself.
I'm embarrassing myself, but it's not really what other people think. I will just feel what bad about think? Myself.
Yeah.
I feel like, really, girl, you really just did that? Like,
for what reason? But then
for what reason?
Like, you're standing there like a footballer.
Yeah.
And that's easy to get in your own head, though.
And I still would have got picked. Imagine. I would have stood even worse. I would have been like, slouching. I would have been like, I'm not even standing up.
Like, your stance was funny. It was so serious.
When I saw that...
As if you're in a boardroom meeting, this girl was...
But in there, no one really thought about that.
They didn't notice that.
One CEO,
they didn't notice that.
You know,
CEO of Love Island, fam.
Their angles of you.
I saw that stance. I was like, wow, people pick up on everything.
I think Dami's a good contestant. I think he's a very good contestant for the show because not only is he doing that with that stuff, but like the way he flipped that with Luca was... hilarious. Yeah, he is somebody you don't want to get in an argument with because he won't stop until you lose. So I feel like I feel like Jax is somebody who's quite like, you know, he likes to play back and forth. But when Dami was talking, Jax was very quiet.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
I've noticed that he didn't say one word. He knows he picks people, I think, who he thinks he can play on. A bit of power play there, but then he realized that Dami's not the one to mess with because I'll get dragged. That shit was very interesting. Anyway, guys, thank you guys so much. Not 2 minutes left. Perfect timing. Thank you to Afia and Akena for coming on, gracing me with their presence.
Thank you,
guys. Daily and consistent, guys. The Moral Morality podcast. It will be out today, hopefully. And thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. Boy!